Perhaps you are imbibing the last of the summer wine this weekend. Are you aware that 1 in 5 glasses of wine consumed in this country comes from a box? Americans are third in the world when it comes to boxed wines. Australians are first, but they claim to have invented the idea 30 years ago. Frank Pryle recently wrote about bag-in-a-box wines for the New York Times, and he's on the line. Frank, is this stuff any good?
Sure it is. It's very good. But it's a different class of wine. You know, it doesn't have any pretensions to being exquisite, rare, anything like that. It's good, solid wine for everyday drinking.
It's better than that cheap, sweet stuff that you drink on the lawn at an NRBQ concert, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Why is it better in a box? What's the secret of the quality of the wine?
Well, the secret of the quality in the box is that it's really technically superb. The wine is put in a 3-layered plastic bag inside the box, and there's a little spigot that you pull out from the bottom. And as you use up the wine, the bag behind it just collapses. So there's never any air getting into the wine at all, and it lasts for a long time.
Long time. A guy kept it in the fridge for almost 6 months, and the last glass was as good as the first?
Exactly.
Wow. So a 5-liter box holds about just under 7 bottles of wine. Are these generic wines that we're seeing, like a generic red and a white?
Some are. Some are generic in the sense that they give them fanciful names like white Grenache and white Zinfandel and Chablis, that sort of stuff. The varietal wines are a recent event where they use the names of the grapes, just like on the big wines, California, Cabernet, Chardonnay, that sort of thing.
Do you think American consumers are beginning to realize that?
Well, these are some figures I pulled together just yesterday. In fact, the largest selling wine in the United States comes from Franzia, under the Franzia label. And in 2002, they put out 21 million cases of this.
Wow.
Somebody like Chateau Lafite makes about 20,000 cases. Gallo, which has its own label called Peter Vella, last year made about 4.5 million cases. Almaden, 6.4 million cases in boxes. The production of this wine is enormous, and it sort of shows how we live in little worlds where we don't know what's going on around us. We think of excellent wines and exquisite wines and rare wines. In the meantime, people are very quietly buying millions and millions of gallons of this stuff. Once we relax about wine, we're all new to this still in this country. And when we realize it's what's inside the package that's more important, then we may get around to using the box.
Frank Pryle writes about wine for the New York Times. Cheers, Frank.
Thanks a lot.